Where were you when this was going?
I was in my daughter's house,
Right.
and my daughter had flown out to New York that morning, and she was selling her house, and there
Right.
was somebody coming to view the house,
Right.
and I was there to let them in.
Right. Right.
And I was at the top of the stairs when it happened. And my first thought was, if you don't get down the stair, you're going to fall down.
Right.
So I sat down in the top stair and bumped my way
Right.
down the stairs. But when I got to the bottom, I had no power to lift myself up.
Right.
So I slid off the bottom step and was lying in the hall, just
Right.
behind the door.
Right. Nobody else there.
No. George rang the phone. He was ringing me on the phone, and he was also ringing my mobile phone, but I couldn't get to either of them. So that was me. I just had to wait. I knew this young man was coming to see the house at 6. So I thought, I'm going to have to. This was probably happened about 5:10. And the young man came, lucky for me, early. But I was conscious the whole time. I knew I didn't pass out or anything.
Right.
I was conscious of all. I could hear people passing the front door. And with this foot, I'm kicking lumps out the door. And as I thought, I was shouting, but obviously I wasn't shouting. However, the lad came to the door, and they managed to get the door open, and he came in, and it was he who phoned the ambulance. And he phoned George. But while I was lying there, I sent him to have a look around the house, since he was there for a purpose.
Oh,
I thought, why waste that poor soul's time?
right.
So he went away and had a wee look around the house, and he sat there and he kept holding my hand and going like this to my hand, and of course I couldn't feel
Right.
it. All I could see was his hand going up and down. But a very, very nice young man, and
Right.
how long I would have lain there, I have no idea.
Right.